The themes and the content discussed in this program may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed with Alison Ferns and BB Lynch.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, Alison.
Tonight, we're going all Mystic Meg. Excuse me? Russell Grant.
Have you got some hoops on?
I should have. We're talking star signs.
Oh.
But we're talking sexual star signs.
You know the joke I'm not going to make.
No mention of the U word.
Yes.
Are you one of these people who puts great store in somebody's star sign?
Are you talking to me?
Mm.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
Would it be a deal breaker then? Are there certain star signs you wouldn't get sexually compatible with?
Not now. Maybe any 10 years.
Any star
sign. Maybe 10 years ago. No, it's... Okay, so astrology, in your head, logically, you think there's no way
it's
this
nonsense.
Can work. It's nonsense. And yet, if someone tells me... So I'm... What are you?
Well, I thought you'd be able to guess, BB.
No. So I... No. So I'm apparently very sexually compatible with the Scorpios.
Oh,
Scorpions,
really?
The Virgoans.
So if you're on a date,
yeah.
Would that be one of your kind of opening questions?
No, because I wouldn't want them to throw a drink at me and walk out. Because I'm a Pisces and I don't, you know, even though I like the water. No, but, so if someone said to me, you know, if I find out someone's date, I will look at the compatibility online.
Really?
Yeah, 53 and I'd still do that. Yeah. Because I don't believe in it, except I do. My friend Helen, her mum, Viv, the gorgeous Viv, did my astrological profile just from my date of birth and time of birth and place of birth when I was about 14 when Helen and I were kids. And she didn't know she was doing mine. And then at the end, she read it, she went, it's BB. And there were things, but you could also read it and maybe see there were your things. But I don't have a faith. I believe in you.
Obviously.
And I believe in Celine Dion. I don't believe in anything else. And so actually, I quite like something I can relinquish some control and put some responsibility in the stars. You're just stroking your chin like I'm insane.
Well, no, I used to be into it when I was 14.
Yeah.
But I kind of grown out of it. But listen, I'm open to the idea that there is something more
typical,
to this world.
Typical Gemini.
Than we know.
Typical Libra. Typical Taurian.
You knew that.
Live and local. After the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
Yeah, it's not great actually being a Taurian when it comes to sexual zodiac signs. Well, I've done a little bit of research. You know me. Mm. I like to research.
Oh, typical Taurian?
Apparently we're very sensual in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But also
Don't touch yourself when you say sensual to me.
But also a little lazy. As if. Look, let's talk to an expert. Well, not talk to an expert. Let's read an expert. Russell Grant still does daily horoscopes.
How's his hair?
In the Express. Well, it's grown back. That must be a miracle. So you are...
Pisces.
You just told me. Pisces, right. Yeah. Joint financial issues need to be discussed.
Mm.
Someone in the family loves to shop on the internet. I mean, this stuff isn't general at all, is it? You may have to hide all bank cards as they may get carried away and end up paying far more than an item is worth on an online auction.
This
applies to a 12th of the population.
Yeah, and it also has nothing to do with anything to do with me because I don't have it. No, I don't know what Russell was doing.
Mine says positive communications and activities will light up your life.
Oh.
You might be thinking about starting a club devoted to your hobby.
What's your hobby?
The eating.
Ah.
Why not spread happiness by visiting someone who is confined to their home through ill health or disability?
That's me. You never visit. You
never
write.
Never call. And then he's got one of these phone lines. Now, I used to be into this when I was younger.
Yeah.
You phoned me,
yeah.
Didn't you? I didn't even know they still did these sorts of phone lines. I thought the internet would have done away with this kind of stuff, but no. There's a psychic line. There's a medium line. There's a tarot line.
There's an average line. What's Paul's star sign?
Leo.
And should you be compatible?
Don't know, I've never looked it up. It's a bit late now, isn't it?
That should be the wedding vows.
Look, I've got one of these star sign compatibility things on the internet here. Let's have a look. I mean, if this comes up, no.
Yeah, move in with me. See what we are as well.
Yeah, okay. 91% me and Paul.
No way.
That's pretty good.
Do me
and you. Okay, let's see me and you. Get away, right? I'm not making it up. 100%.
Oh, Ali, I knew it. I knew it.
Pisces and Taurus compatibility. Sweet, sweet loving.
So my... Anita Baker. So my one and only long-term relationship ended the day after Diana died. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
Taurian.
Really? Mm-hmm. So we're looking for an architect called James. With a birthday in May.
Because let's not make this search harder.
No, let's not narrow it anymore. In all seriousness.
Yes.
I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but there are a lot of people who...
Typical Taurus.
Yeah, they're very cynical. But there are a lot of people who do really believe in horoscopes and zodiac star signs. And you might be one of them listening tonight, and we would love to hear from you. Maybe you have very clear ideas on who you should be with, who you shouldn't be with. And maybe you have real-life examples of why you are not compatible with a certain star sign.
Yeah. Do you have friends that are a certain... You know, do you have lots of Aries friends, or do you have lots of, do you know, because I had a lot of people in my life that were born on August 23rd and something even weirder, they all had very similar handwriting.
Oh,
isn't that odd?
I kind of feel like I should say yes, but it could just be a coincidence.
What they
I mean, what
they all use biros.
Live and local after the watershed on BBC Sussex.
Tell you what though, Russell Grant's making a penny out of his psychic hotline. £1.50 a minute you can charge for this.
Do you think
stuff?
It all goes to Russell?
I wouldn't like to say. I tell you what, though, it's given me a business idea.
Well,
you know, we were talking about you doing one of these kind of sex phone lines.
Yeah.
I was thinking this could be an opening for me. Zodiac,
yeah.
Star sign,
oh, do it now.
Phone
do
line.
It for me now.
Well, would you like to hear? I had a little practice
Did
earlier.
You?
Would you like to hear a little bit of my demo? Here we go. See what you think.
Okay.
Aries are adventurous and impulsive. They tend to be the pursuer rather than the pursued. You have to do it in that voice,
no, you don't.
But it's not quite doing it for me. I feel like I don't know what it needs, but it needs a little, I know what it needs. Taurians are the most sensual of all the star signs.
Oh.
When they are sensually stimulated by either food, music, art, beauty or touch,
wow,
is when sex is most gratifying for them. They do, however, tend to be a little bit lazy. I'd pay £1.50 a minute to listen to that.
I need a little lie down. Is there a shower in this building?
I love the fact the music I went for is what they used to use.
Gemini have fun with their sexuality. They are easygoing and energetic. They enjoy developing a sexual rapport and flirting with the person they like or are attracted to. They like to have sex in the most unlikely of places.
Walthamstow.
Live and local after the watershed on BBC Sussex.
Says it all though, when I was trying to find some sexy music to go underneath that, this was the first thing I thought of from the Marks and Spencer's food adverts. It's true what they say about Taurians.
Isn't food brilliant?
Apparently that's what I'm reading about Taurians. Apparently that is one of the kind of traits of being a Taurian, that you get off on food.
I'm supposed to be dreamy.
Dreamy.
Yeah, because the whole thing as well. See, when we speak to our expert, I'm quite excited about this because I know everything.
Yes.
About me. So in the way that a straightforward reading from a newspaper horoscope is too general, if you then got your rising sign and where your moon is and where your Venus is, blah, 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 you get it. Why are you... Just will you for once take me seriously?
I am.
You get a fuller picture.
Right. Let's get...
Is my mic still up? Has she put my mic down?
Let's get the take of an expert on this. This is the fabulously named, and I want to get it right.
Good luck.
Dosevia.
Oh, gorgeous.
Is that right?
Yes, very close. Dosevia.
Dosevia.
Oh, yes. I feel really inadequate now. I can't just be called Alison, not with BB and Dosevia. I feel like the poor relation here. But anyhow, how would you describe what you do? What is your official job title, Dosevia?
Well, hello. Thank you for having me again. I'm so happy to be here. Well, I am a sex astrologer. I'm really into astrology, as in, like you were describing, the more in-depth version, knowing the exact location and time of your birth and matching it with the positions of the planets when you first came into the world. And no one else has your birth chart. Even twins do not have the exact same degrees
of
in their birth chart. And so knowing that we are a unique being, it means that our energy, there's no one else who can replicate it. And that kind of has a lot of influence on our compatibility. As we start to get to know ourselves, we have a more profound understanding of what turns us on, who we're attracted to. It's very adaptable and flexible, like our chart. So I'm someone who likes to help people fall in love with themselves and others through their knowledge of themselves. And I use an astrological lens and a very spiritual lens to do so.
So do people come to you once they have found somebody, or do they come to you before they've found the love of their life?
Often a mix of both. Often I have clients who feel lost romantically. Maybe they've dated around but felt like nothing was serious, or it's very possible that a lot of my clients have been hurt in the past and feel a little bit skeptical about their ability to find, quote unquote, the one. And then I have been with people who have talked very intimately about their long-term relationships and the struggles that they may face within those relationships and the conflicts that make them believe that they are incompatible, when in reality, they just have to get to know each other's Venus signs, for example, and Venus represents love and your love language. So as an astrologer, I love to just enlighten people that there are ways they can deepen their bonds. And there are also times where maybe you need space before getting back together. It's not always going to be a happy ending.
I think you could help my friend, yes. BB, meet yes. Dr. Via.
Hello, Dr. Via.
Hello,
Venus. My Venus is in Aquarius.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Aquarius.
Doomed forever?
No, I know that that's often what's associated with Aquarius. All in all, Aquarius energy, whether you have a sun, a Venus, a moon, or a rising. Aquarius is often known as energy that is emotionally detached. So when people connect with Aquariuses, there are times where they feel like they don't know exactly how the Aquarius feels about them, because the Aquarius is very intellectual and social and progressive. So they
I
love
am
to
really
talk
clever.
About ideas.
I am very clever.
Yes, very clever.
Very.
When I say Aquarius, I think of literally Bob Marley and that kind of idea of changing the world through your thoughts, therefore connecting with a lot of humans. So sometimes people who want Aquarius to just be with them and like committed and like really tied to them will feel like the Aquarius needs more space, and sometimes they'll take that personally. So honestly, the biggest thing with Venus in Aquarius placement is to understand that you are sapiosexual. You fall in love with people's minds first, and you don't have to feel bad about that. But people will sometimes be asking you to be more vulnerable about what you're really feeling. And all Aquariuses and people who have Aquarius energy in their chart should make sure they're not running away from, like, when they do have a crush on someone, or when they do want to, you know, say something like, I love you. If you find yourself shying away from more complex emotions, then you definitely want to be like, let me unpack that.
See, I know. So the Venus gives you the love or the sex energy. What's that
yes.
doing?
Sex, but, attraction, magnetism.
But is that counteracted by whatever your sun sign is? So I'm Pisces, so that's really
yes.
soppy and dreamy, and the Aquarius
yes, exactly.
is detached. So how do you, as an astrologer,
exactly.
I know this show isn't just about me, but about me, how does that work?
I just love the analogy between you and Bob Marley.
Oh my God.
Whenever I hear this song now, I'm just going to think of you.
That's really a wonderful question, Vivi, and I'm really glad you brought it up, because
Thank
that's
you.
What people don't always realize. So what you read in the back of your magazine and the general horoscope is often your sun sign. So you'd often read that you're a Pisces. That makes you super romantic and dreamy. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You can be very emotional. You can be very committed in relationships and fully merge. But because you also know that your Venus placement is an Aquarius, there's a part of you that will find that you have contrasts, that you both seek intimacy in your relationships, but you also find yourself needing your independence, needing your freedom, and needing your self-sufficiency. And so it's not everything about what you read about your sun in Pisces that will resonate with you. It's important to actually integrate it, literally like pieces of a puzzle or layers of your personality. And you decide, oh, this is my Venus in Aquarius coming out. That might be why I feel the need to have some space right now. And then when you fall in love really deeply, your more sun and Pisces essence will come out.
I'm loving
this.
So
yeah, definitely.
So do you, so people that come to you, is there anyone you've got on your books right now? And I'm not, you know, pimping myself out because that's ugly. But is there anyone on your books that that we could chuck on a plane?
Oh my goodness.
I'm teasing.
So the people that have come to me have had really wild revelations about how sometimes they appear to be something with their partner, and then as their partner gets to know their Venus sign, like, they might be way freakier, for example. So, for example, if you are like a Virgo or even, you know, Taurus, Taurus energy has that, like, you never know what you're going to get with me. I seem like I have it, you know, I'm a chill, mellow person. But Taurus is one of the most sexual signs of the zodiac, and it's ruled by Venus. It's ruled by Venus, the planet.
I can't say I'm surprised to hear that.
You're not surprised. So, in short, Ali's a goer.
I don't believe that was quite what Dossier no, Bia
I,
was.
No, I think. Which are known? Is it us? Scorpio is supposed to be very sexy, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I mean, the thing about Scorpio is sex is more than just a physical act for them. It's like a very spiritual act. They want to feel intensely in everything they do. So, of course, with sex, they tend to take things to extremes, and people who are with Scorpios are like, oh, wow, this is much more passionate and intense than the usual sexual experience I get. So Scorpios are very interesting because they're signs of extremes. So even though they're known as being like, people you say they're either promiscuous or super sexual, there's also a side to Scorpios that can be abstinent or celibate for a very long time. So basically, they either are very, very turned on, or they find ways to control their sexual nature. It's very interesting. Yeah, Scorpio life is a very, very passionate life.
If there are any scorpions listening.
I mean, Drake is a Scorpio. So Beyonce has a Scorpio moon. And she just released her homecoming documentary. Everybody is going crazy about it. And I think what's powerful about the generation of like 1992, 1990, 1988, and all the way to 94 is that they were under the influence of Pluto and Scorpio. So when people think that my generation is very sexual and they look at like celebrities, like, you know, being much more open with their bodies and sexuality, it has an astrological influence of people born within like an 8-year time span and 20-year time span sometimes for certain transits. It influences like when certain generations are more sexually open than others. So honestly, a lot is going to change sexually, I think, in the next decade. We can already see the movements happening everywhere, but honestly, it's very, very exciting time to be a human being.
In what way? So more gender fluid and just less restrictive?
So more gender fluid, definitely less restrictive. And then because Jupiter, the planet of luck, is currently in Sagittarius until December 2nd, 2019. And then we have Uranus, the planet of surprise and change. It entered Taurus and it's staying here for 7 years.
You know, of course, the sexiest person right now is, of course, Trump. What's his star sign? And what's his?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Since I've been living internationally, I've been trying my best to, you know, forget about that situation. But I would say that Gemini energy is very, very, very one of the most complex signs to understand. And Trump is a Gemini, born June 14th, I believe. And Gemini is the sign of the twins. So I know that Gemini tends to be one of the most like hated signs on a general level. Oh. I don't know why people think it's cool to hate on Scorpios and Geminis. And mostly because they had maybe some challenging experiences sexually or romantically with one. And I think that's why getting to know one's chart will be cool, because maybe we have Gemini energy in our chart somewhere and we can learn from it. But basically, if you're with a Gemini, get ready for very unpredictable, you know, personalities that come from day to day. So that can be fun in certain aspects, because life is like kind of like a game. But then other times, if you want consistency, you're not necessarily going to get that. So,
into threesomes, do you think, Ali?
Well,
the Gemini.
Apparently, the best sexual position for a female Gemini is the bucking bronco.
Well, bless you. And well, bronco. Well said.
Bibi, could you explain what the bucking bronco is?
No, Bibi can't explain that. And I tell you why, just in my back, I don't know if you know about backs, I can't even. You know what Ali wants to know? She's asked me to ask you. Which is the most sexually outrageous sign? Which is the kinkiest sign?
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is a tough one because you can argue for almost every sign there's a kink that each sign can have. But I would have to say, it's a little hard right now. Okay. I would honestly say, surprisingly, you wouldn't necessarily... Okay, I would say a mix of Aries, Gemini, and Scorpio, I have to say. Aries, Gemini, and Scorpio have their own ways of really surprising their partners because of, like, the Scorpio passion, the Gemini versatility, and then the Aries intensity in getting, you know, making sure their partner and themselves feel things very passionately. But I honestly think that every chart will show you what your kinks are, especially if you study your Venus placement and your moon placement, because your moon sign is the way you get turned on, like, by life in general. Like, do you like when people do foreplay, or do you want massages, or, you know, do you want people to whisper certain things in your ear?
If you're Ali, do you want a donut?
Live and local, after the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
Are there any signs that are a complete no-go? Like two signs that no matter what you do will never be compatible?
What if it's poor? So, what if she says poor sign?
That's going to be
people
awkward.
People often love to ask me this question, and the really true, honest astrologer answer is no, not at all. Because, like I said, when you see your chart, you'll be so surprised at the fact that sometimes the signs that you thought you would never get along with and that you would never be compatible with are a main part of your chart. However, I will say that there are some signs that tend to be more harmonious with each other and others that tend to be more full of conflict. So one of them, for example, is Sagittarius and Cancer. Sagittarius is a fire sign. Cancer is a water sign. So this would go for any kind of fire-water combination. Leo and Pisces or Aries and Scorpio sometimes. But that's the thing. Sometimes because there is that contrast in personality. So the water sign, Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer tends to be very emotional. And the fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, needs to have freedom and wants to just do their own thing but still be committed. And so sometimes that causes the connection sexually to be out of this world. And it keeps partners together and it's actually more fun and exciting than if it's super harmonious. My husband
Paula Abdul was right. Opposites attract.
Oh, I think we have a BBC first.
Oh my goodness.
I've got a theory. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
My theory is that whatever your your star sign is, your favorite sexual position is kind of around that. So you like?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it's a really good theory. So if you're Cancer, for instance, you like the crab position.
I'm not sure. So I have actually found, Anne Summers have actually put together a guide as to what your perfect sex position is, depending on your horoscope.
Dusty, what's your star sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, that's why you've been praising the Scorpio.
A moon in Virgo.
Good girl.
And then my Venus, which is very important, is in Sagittarius. So I really resonate with that mix of, you know, different elements, energy. And if you know, listeners are curious about kind of, you know, that how to best understand their sexual nature and compatibility with others, your sex zodiac, I'm a sex astrologer for sex zodiac. So if you go to yoursexzodiac.com, you'll read your monthly sex horoscope. And I explain how the different positions of the planets influence your moods. You'll know which days of the month you feel really turned on, when it's good to shoot your shot. Other days when you might just masturbate or just do your own thing. It's really great to write, and it's very helpful. I would say a lot of people have been like, okay, I really did shoot my shot and I had the best sex of my life. So, you know, you can take that into your own hands and not dream about it.
Don't take it into your hands. You can wipe your hands, get some wet wipes. Tell the positions.
Do a mix of both.
Ali, what's
so for Scorpio, your best sexual position would be riding high. Dosevia, I don't even know what riding high is.
No.
Do you know what
riding
that is?
High. There's an image that came to mind. So I think
if I click on the link, there might be a diagram.
Might have seen that image.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Hang on. Yes. Ali's looking at the pictures. Is it... describe it. Three words.
I'm not sure I can. Not even on this show. Now, what are you? Let's have a look.
I'm Pisces. What's my favourite? Pisces. Fish shape.
No, hang on. Where have you gone? Hang on. Oh, you're not on the... Oh, no, you are. Here you go. A spoon in.
Oh, I love a spoon.
Yeah. Are you going to do that with your back as well? That'd be good.
That does make sense.
It does make sense. That so little makes sense these days, but that makes sense. Ali, what's yours?
Taurus.
On the deli counter?
Oh, no. The column in the shower.
Oh.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, that's not you.
Not in the shower.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe a Cancer. That would have been, that could have worked. And, you know, Cancer is symbolized by 69, the crab symbol. So I think Cancer enjoys all things that have to do with wetness. And yeah, Cancers out there are also very good at making love. They're supposed to be very sensual lovers.
Cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if I've ever had the pleasure. were you saying earlier that Scorpion's the most promiscuous? Like, who's going to cheat on me?
Oh, wow. Oh, no. People would definitely hate me if I dared to throw a sign out.
Say it. Say it.
I would definitely not say it. I know Scorpios are associated with that, and I won't lie. Scorpios can be very manipulative and just do things and then, like, live in their own world and pretend they haven't done a thing. However, every sign has a bit of that kind of Scorpio energy. It's just that Scorpio is the most upfront about it. That's the biggest thing. However, people do have sometimes feel like Sagittarius and sometimes Libra. Because they're so freedom oriented, sometimes they're not necessarily cheating. They're just naturally, like, they're flirting, but they think they're being friendly. And so that person,
I went out with a Sagittarius. Like, once he tried that line on me, I wasn't buying it then.
I'm not
buying it. It's not necessarily cheating. I was just getting to know her.
Yes. Yeah. And she was hot in that bra.
I've heard all that before. We've had this from Paul in Tunbridge Wells. He says, when you were talking about Taurians earlier, you were asking where was the most unlikely place you had sex. Were we? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul wants to share. He says, the strangest place I ever had sex was in Pratt's Bottom, which is near Orpington. Thank you for that, I think. Melanie on Twitter, in response to our question, whether or not you believe in sexual horoscopes, writes, no, astrology is bunkum. Really?
What?
Lying on your back, staring at the stars with someone you love, that might have an impact on your sex life. Science is pretty sexy.
That's quite poetic.
Trevor is a Taurian. He concurs with the passion for food, but he would like to know, Dosse, what is the best and worst star sign for him as a Taurian?
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I believe, and it depends on your whole chart, but on a general level, Taurus, you may find yourself, especially a Taurus man, with a Pisces woman, and also, I would say, even with a Cancer woman, because the water sign women that are not Scorpios, because Scorpio is Taurus's opposite in the zodiac, and so that can be a love-hate relationship, but the Pisces and Cancer energy is soft enough to help Taurus, like, allow themselves to be more vulnerable, and they need that in their lives to really shine. So I think, look for a Cancer or a Pisces or someone who has a lot of that energy in their chart.
Live and local, After the Watershed on BBC Sussex.
You're listening to After the Watershed with
me, BB Lynch,
and me, Alison Ferns, on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. And tonight we're talking about sexual astrology. Yes, apparently you can, or at least some people believe, determine who you will be most sexually compatible with by finding out when their birthday is. And once you know their horoscope, or at least their astrological chart, you can see how well you're going to get on,
but you know,
in and out of the bedroom.
People should just wear a badge.
that would
You know, I don't have time. I don't have time or the funds to drink baby shams with men that I'm not going to be compatible with.
No, exactly.
Is there a difference between sexual chemistry? So what if you're... So, Dusty, what if you're sexually attracted to someone you're not astrologically suited to?
That is a very, very common scenario. And sometimes the times when two people connect most is definitely in bed. And then outside of it, there are different things like their Mercury placements which is a planet of communication, that could be in very, very different positions than their Venus placements. What I think could happen is that that's when both partners have to ask how much, like, they're willing to go the extra mile to understand the incompatibilities. I never think incompatibilities are fixed in nature. I've had clients where there was, like, a very, very possessive partner, and another partner needed space to breathe, and, like, through therapy and also amazing sex, they were able to, like, work on that and transform the way they love each other. So there definitely has been cases where, because you don't see the eye to eye, the sex is not enough, and people go their separate ways, but then they still think about how amazing the sex was. So I'm an optimist as an astrologer. I really aim to have people heal together and have amazing connections. And the changes that I think are going to happen this year is that we're going to have more and more chances to open ourselves up in so many ways, sexually, emotionally. It's going to be mind-blowing.
That's good news for me, but bad news for you, Ali.
I think what I have just been looking at, obviously, what you're saying, you know, if you look at your astrological chart, you can work out who's best for you. But also, I suppose, if you are interested in someone, if you've got your eye on somebody,
I have.
And you do find out their details in terms of their star sign, you could then do a little bit of research, can't you? And then work out.
Yes.
This sounds a little bit manipulative.
It sounds a little bit stalky, but yes.
But you know what I mean? You could work out a way in which to talk their love language. Yeah. So, for example, I'll see if you agree with this, Dossie. So this says, if you want to attract an Aries, you should massage their scalp.
What, when you just meet them on the bus?
No, but I mean, once you get to know them, that's their thing, apparently. Listen, if you're listening to this and you are an Aries, and you're thinking, oh yeah, absolutely, massage my scalp.
Get
in touch.
Off.
Or if that would be your idea of hell, let's have a very unscientific survey here, see if any of this is actually true.
So my husband, Royce, he's a Gemini, but Mars, the planet of action, is an Aries. And it's very important to know what your planetary ruler is, or if you have certain signs that fall in the planet that rules them. So in his case, he's a Gemini with a lot of Aries energy. And so for him in particular, that does ring true because
you massage his scalp.
Like, yes, he deeply loves that. And it's very fulfilling. It's cool. So I don't know if that's connected to more of his Gemini or Aries nature. As you get to know your chart, you yourself will decide, I think that's more of my Sun and Gemini.
Apparently, Gemini's
Mars and Aries.
Apparently, Gemini's like a little bit of dirty talk as well. That's their
thing. Yes, they are. They are the sign of communication. They like dirty talk. They love to read. They love to take in information. So they want to hear things that really please them. So, hey, Royce, if you're listening, I got you tonight.
What's your husband's name?
Royce.
That was my...
Royce Wells.
Royce, R-O-Y-C-E.
Yes.
Oh, my uncle was called Royce. It's the brilliant. Oh, it's a brilliant beautiful name.
Gosh, I love it. Say your ex I was called Royce. I thought, what are the chances?
Oh, I love that name. I love your husband.
If you want to turn on a Taurian, obviously, if you want to turn me on, spend money on me. Is what it says here.
You are not coming out well.
They're essentially stimulated by food, music, art, beauty, or touch.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you just spend money on them, that can be a big turn on.
Do luncheon vouchers count? Because or a Greg's voucher? Because that's kind of straddling both, isn't it? Both your interests.
Let's see what does it for you.
What it is.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, you appreciate music, poetry, flowers, or a fragrant perfume.
What?
Yeah.
No Toblerone.
No mention of chocolate whatsoever.
Live and local, after the watershed on BBC Sussex.
I've got a question. Do you think that specific star sign, or each star sign has a specific physical kind of positive attribute? So, I don't know, hair on a Leo or... Do you know what I mean?
Well, there are stereotypes of them. And the thing about Leo, that is a very good example. What I will say is that many of the Leos that I've met have a mane. So whether their hair is red or they have an afro or curls or even just they pick out their hair or a long, flowy nature, there's something about their head that is very regal. And a lot of them are Leos. So that's one thing that does ring true. With Scorpios, it's the deep intensity of the stare that is every Scorpio, and that's what often, you know, will seduce people. It's like, oh wow, that person is really intense, but like I can't stop looking away. Mm-hmm. And then Aries, it's just honestly, Aries are known for being go-getters as the first sign of the zodiac, so it's just like this sex appeal and confidence. Even if they don't actually feel confident within themselves, they come off as that. So people tend to be very, very turned on by Aries. Taurus, it is more about the sensuality. So like, it's the way they will touch you, or like, even if they're just handing you a piece of paper, they have a sensuality to them that makes people really, really.
I've seen Ali at work with a post-it, and I've got to tell you.
Here we go. Look.
Hang on, she's handing me a paper. Let's see what she does. Oh, you are fabulous. Oh my, there was a gentle let go and a slight tug. You did very well with the tug.
I did read though that Leos can sometimes be, well, they want to be the centre of attention in the bedroom, but I suppose that doesn't always make for the best lover, does it? If it's all
that
about them,
an analysis.
If you get my drift.
Leos probably are hurt hearing this, but yes, Leos sometimes get that reputation, and it's not always false, but they want to hear praise from their partner. They want to hear that their partner loves what they're getting. And the more that they hear it, the more they do please their partner. So it's like a weird kind of like
bribery.
Make me feel like the king or the queen. And then I will make sure you do too. Yes. So they do put their own needs first. And some people absolutely love it. And others are like, oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So
why am I now just envisaging the panel on Strictly? Seven? Can you imagine? How was that for you, darling?
How was that, darling? Well, Virgos, are they virgins?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Do they act virginly? Do you know what I mean?
So Virgo, the best example I could give is literally Beyonce, because she has both sides to her. She has the side that comes off as like, yeah, I have everything to do. Like dreamily sexual and like takes over the world and takes over everybody's like mind. And so imagine what she's like sexually at. So that's the kind of energy Virgo has, is like, don't trust the cover because there's so much more under the surface. So yeah, Virgos are some of the wildest in bed. They just seem innocent on the outside.
Mm. If you have a question for Dossier Via, you can get in touch today. And just if you want to discuss whether or not you believe in any of this. I mean, I'm sure, Dossier, you must be used to people being fairly cynical.
I'm so used to it.
I'm sure. I'm sure. How did you get into this? I mean, how does one become a sexual astrologist?
What a great Taurian question. Quite probing.
It? Yes. So it really happened based on my birth story. My dad is a Taurus, his sister's a Scorpio. So he grew up knowing a lot about Scorpio energy. And I was born really, really close to his sister's birthday. And so growing up, he would teach me whenever I would be getting like a very big like Scorpio tantrum or be really stubborn, but I didn't know that that was due to my Scorpio nature. It was like his insights that helped me learn. Oh, wow, I feel understood. I feel seen, because they say Scorpio is the most misunderstood and complex sign of the zodiac. So a lot of the reactions that like I would journal about it with angst, I was like, oh, wow, my zodiac sign is really helping me. And then when I figured out that it was a science, that it is completely connected to the same, you know, astronomical positions, it just has more of a position that has been interpreted throughout the course of time. So it's more like a mix of a philosophy and a science. We're connected to the universe, and past astronomers like Galileo also was an astrologer. We had plenty of connections in the past. It's just that now people view things in more black and white at times. But I'm really glad I got into it, because just like people can be skeptical, there's a huge awakening of people who are like, this is a spiritual tool. Just like for some people it's religion or yoga or meditation or a mix of all, astrology is one tool that resonates with me and helps me navigate my life and my relationships. So if you look at it that way, and you remember that you have free will and that what your star sign says does not dictate who you are, it just influences you, then this can be a great tool to navigate life with.
I love that, because that's almost like the tarot thing, isn't it? When people do a reading for you, you know, we can all interpret it in a different way, but actually you're interpreting almost kind of what you know anyway, and it's just confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Wow, that's a very, very good way. All of this exists within ourselves. Like, we're energy. We're literally energy and atoms and molecules. So It's just a study of our own nature by using astrology and astronomy as a guiding lens.
To make this slightly less spiritual, I've just worked out or remembered that my dad was Taurus, my mum was Pisces, which means they had good sex.
Oh, let's not think about that. Now this is interesting. Actually, this was earlier this month. In fact, it was only a couple of days ago.
What?
They published the results of this fresh survey, which has revealed the sexual behaviours associated with each of the 12 star signs.
Wow, okay.
Wow. So they have determined, purely from people's star signs, who gets it the most and who lasts the longest.
Oh, well, how, wow. Your language, your words, they paint such beautiful pictures.
So Pisces.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
Apparently 30% of Pisces have had open relationships.
Well, not this Piscean.
Capricorns are the most confident in bed. Virgos underreport the number of sexual partners they've actually had. Librans masturbate the most. Aquarians use lube 51% of the time.
That makes sense. If you'd said lubricant, that would have made that less.
That makes sense.
Why?
Why would that make sense, Dosphia?
So Aquarius is known as the water bearer.
Got
it's
it.
Not a water sign, but it's a transfer of energy and elements like that. So that makes so much sense. They want.
See, there's something in it.
See,
Leos are the most likely to sext.
To sex.
You know, like sexy
I understand what it is, Miss Booty Call. Say booty call and see what Dosavir says.
I wonder which star sign's most likely to booty call. Aries lasts the longest during
really?
Sex. Scorpions are most likely to use restraints.
What, like an injunction?
Cancerians have the most.
What, sex?
Yeah.
That does make sense to me. Yeah.
Geminis over-report the number of sexual partners.
Oh.
Well, because there's two of them. So they kind of, they're just talking about threesomes the whole time. Why were you thinking, why did it make sense? Who was it? Cancerians have most.
Yeah,
why
sure.
does that make sense?
Oh, wow. Yeah, because Cancer is basically the sign of Mother Nature. So reproduction and like really being able to connect with, you know, making love and merging, that's Cancer energy. So Cancers tend to fall deep, and when they fall deep, they want, like, they can get very horny easily. It takes them a while to admit that that's how they feel, and then once they do, they're like, okay, I just need to be connected and lovemaking and just really allowing myself to sexually be liberated. So a lot of Cancers, yeah, they start off real chill, and then next thing you know, it's like sex is on their mind nonstop.
Do Cancerians get crabs more than the other star signs?
Oh my god! No comment.
No comment.
Safety first for Sagittarians.
Well, that's
apparently.
Good.
They're the most likely to use a condom.
High vis.
Oh wow.
Not great news for Taurians.
Oh.
29% fake orgasms. I couldn't possibly comment.
Live and local, after the watershed on BBC Sussex.
Apparently the conclusion of this survey was that Librans and Aquarians should really get together. I don't know if you would agree with that.
So that was masturbators and lube carriers.
Gosh, you've got a good memory.
Well, when it comes to when it comes to the important things.
Yeah.
I think Libra and Aquarius are very compatible. They're both air signs, so they just know how to love with detachment, but also have fun and make life an adventure. So one thing is, yeah, communication, talking to each other will be a big part of sex. Like, not just dirty talk, but sometimes like random, oh, did you hear what happened yesterday in Tanzania? You know, like literally.
That ran me on. Aquarians apparently are good at edging.
Edging?
Are you familiar with this
edging?
Term?
Edging. No. I don't know what edging is.
No, this was a new one on me. Edging apparently is all about delaying sexual gratification and orgasm. So you go right up to the edge of it and then you stop.
How brilliant.
Recalibrate and then start again.
Isn't that fabulous?
Oh, Aquarius.
Are they the
ones? I can see Aquarius being able to do that because of their ability to be more emotionally detached. So
yes.
Some signs who are more in their feelings will find it very hard to restrain themselves from release, but Aquarians, yeah, they have more of an intellectual approach to sex. Wow. So
people
they can
born,
teach people their ways. Yeah.
People born on the cusp must then have twice the options.
So some astrologers believe that cusps don't actually, most astrologers, and I think I would fall into that category, even though we have influences from the signs that we're previous to us and after us, we actually are one specific sign, but that's why you need to know your exact time of birth. So that's the biggest thing, is that you might think it's because you're a cusp. For example, I'm born October 23rd. So I was born when the sun had just entered Scorpio, but I was so close to Libra. And even though I do resonate with Libra energy, it's because Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system, is in Libra in my chart. So it's less about cusp, but definitely when you look at your chart, see which signs repeat themselves. So you can go to knowthezodiac.com and you can get your birth chart there. I offer really in-depth readings, and you'll see which signs are the most prominent in your chart. And definitely take time to study that. It might not even be your sun sign. You might be a Pisces and have like four Scorpio placements. So the Scorpio energy you'll definitely want to tap into. So knowing your chart is like a whole other world to a sexual awakening and just an awakening in general.
I know you said earlier that all star signs have their own little kinks. I've found a list, if you're interested.
Yes, I am.
I'm not interested.
Apparently, Pisceans are into tantric sex. Now, interestingly, that is a topic we're looking to cover on the programme.
And we've got Sting coming in, is that true?
I'm not sure Sting's available for that particular show. Apparently tantric sex is your thing. Is that something you've ever...
I'm a busy woman.
Yeah, it takes, a lot of time, doesn't it?
Too much time.
Sex. Aquarians are quite partial to sex toys and being flipped upside down between the sheets, it says here. Capricorns like a bit of role play to free the mind. Sagittarians like public and casual sex. It's casual sex.
Ooh, casual sex. Just the booty call. Say booty call again.
Scorpios are into bondage and dominance.
Perfect.
Libra prefer the classic 69 position. Virgo like a bit of sexting. And the reverse cowgirl position.
The reverse cowgirl?
Yeah. Leo.
Reverse cowgirl.
Leo are into sex on chairs and lap dances.
I could see that.
Cancerians prefer wraparound positions and lateral movements.
That's the crap in them.
Geminis are all about the group sex and being pinned down by the arms.
By the arms.
Taurians like a little bit of sensuous massage.
I love that. Oh, I'd like that.
And lots of eye contact. And Aries, they prefer sex positions from behind and love making unusual places. Is that because they're risk takers?
Yes, exactly. Aries are some of the biggest risk takers out there. So I hear constantly from my clients that Aries have had some sort of deep influence on them. So shout out to the Aries. Whatever you guys do in bed, you know what you're doing.
Keep doing it.
They're not doing it in bed. Did you? By all accounts. Yeah. They're doing it everywhere but.
Did it say what Paul Abdul's favourite thing is?
It didn't. No, I don't have that information on Paul
Abdul. Straight up.
Thank you.
Live and local, after the watershed on BBC Sussex.
Looking into your crystal ball, I mean, I realise you're not Mystic Meg, Dossier Veer, but do you think, in all honesty, that 2019 could be the year BB finds love?
Oh, wow. So I'd have to see the rest of your astrological chart. That's how I do my readings. I look at what, you know, certain placements and sectors of your life.
Let me quickly
Venus
tell
is
you.
Currently in.
Let me
so
quick...
what is your repeat your Venus sign so and your Mars sign?
So I am I'm Pisces sun sign, Virgo rising, Moon in Leo, Venus in Aquarius.
Okay, Moon in Leo, Venus in Aquarius, Virgo rising. And so once again, I will give an analysis based on that, but your exact time of birth will always be necessary to get the most specific outlook. But the Virgo rising, you said Moon in
Leo.
Moon in Leo. Oh, wow. There was Leo eclipse that took place last year and has been really still being felt all throughout 2019. And so what eclipses do is that they bring forth unprecedented change that really kind of shakes up everything you know about the life that you're living and makes you feel like a new person with a new foundation to grow upon. So in these past few months, you might have had to realize that you need to take accountability for the foundation you want to build, and it's been more about growing yourself. And so because you put in that work, I believe that it's definitely going to be by the end of 2019 when Jupiter enters Capricorn, and definitely 2020, that you attract a mirror kind of soul who's also been on a journey that's compatible with yours and put in that work in building the foundation, and together you can build an empire. So look for a it might be a Capricorn, actually.
Okay.
It might be a Capricorn.
I love yes. that. Come to the yeah. wedding. You and Royce must come to the wedding.
Oh, please. I would love that so much.
Ali's dancing. She's upset because I got all the glory then.
This is your year. This is your
Finally.
Year. I'm happy. Dossia Villa, thank Amazing. You so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So this is it. I don't know what to do.
Won't you be sad when we break up?
You won't leave me, will you?
Yes, of course I will.
Next man you meet, first yes. question is going to be?
Capricorn, what star sign are you?
What's your star sign? What's your star sign? Listen, thanks to everyone who got in touch this evening. Let's end on this text from someone who writes, "Hey Ali and Bibi, sorry, no questions. I've been laughing too much." This is from Stephen, who does enjoy a 69, but much else too. Thank you for sharing. Probably more information than we needed.
He meant a Mr. Whippy ice cream. He just got the numbers wrong.
It's just a typo.
Live and local, after the watershed on BBC Sussex.